The Golden Apples of the Sun. In this final programme of the series, we present two more stories from the pen of one of America's finest storytellers, Ray Bradbury. The dramatizations are by Lawrence Gilbert, and we begin with the story called The April Witch.
It's spring tonight. I'll be in every living thing in the world tonight.
That was Ceci. And so Ceci flew into the air, under the stars, over the valleys of Illinois, above a river, then a pond, and a road. Ceci was as invisible as the wind. She soared in doves as soft as white ermine. She perched in a green frog by a shining pool. She trotted along in a dog covered in burrs, and barked to her own echo from the sides of distant barns. She inhabited crickets on the roads, for Ceci could be anywhere she wanted on this spring evening when she was just 17.
I want to be in love. I want to be in love.
What? What's this the girl saying, Mother?
It was bound to come to her sooner or later, Harold.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
You must have patience, my dear.
But, Mother, it's what I feel.
Ceci, you must always remember that you are remarkable. Our whole family is. That's why we can't mix with ordinary folk.
We'd lose our magical powers if we did.
You wouldn't want to lose your ability to travel by magic, would you, Ceci?
Just be careful, my girl. Please. Be careful.
Yeah, that'll make me smell nice. Oh, I want. Oh, yeah. We are a remarkable family, I guess. We sleep in the daytime and fly at night like black kites on the wind. We can hibernate moles through the winter underground if we want. I can live in anything at all. A pebble, a crocus, a praying mantis. Yes. Look at me. I'm skinny and bony. I'm plain. Odd. But I can always leave my ugly body behind when I want. And if I can't be in love myself, then I'll be loved through someone else. Yes, I'll love through someone else.
Outside a farmhouse, a girl is drawing water from a deep stone well. She's no more than 19. Ceci falls as a green leaf into the well. Now she's in a water droplet. At last, within a cold cup, she feels herself lifted to the girl's lips. Now she looks out from the girl's eyes. She listens through the shell ears to this girl's world. She smells a particular universe through these delicate nostrils and feels this special heart beating, beating.
Does she know I'm here?
Who's there?
Only the wind.
Only the wind.
She's beautiful. What's your name?
What? Anne Leary. Now, why did I say that out loud?
Anne? Anne! Anne, you're going to be in love.
Anne! Anne!
That you, Tom?
Who else?
I'm not talking to you.
No, Anne.
Ceci makes her drop the bucket.
Now look what you've made me do.
Your shoes are all wet. Let me wipe them.
Get away.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, so you do have some manners.
Not for you, no.
Hush. Speak gently, Anne.
Ceci moves Anne's fingers out towards Tom's head. Anne snatches them back.
I've gone mad.
You have. Were you going to touch me then?
I don't know. Oh, go away.
Why don't you run back to the house? I'm not stopping you. Have you changed your mind? Will you go to the dance with me tonight? It's special. Tell you why later.
No.
Yes. I've never danced. I want to dance. I've never worn a long gown or rustly. I want to dance all night. I've never known what it's like to be a woman, dancing. Father and mother would never allow it. Dogs, cats, locusts, leaves, everything else in the world I've known. But never a woman on a night like this. Please, we must go to that dance.
Yes. All right, I'll go. I don't know why, but I'll go.
Now, inside, quick. You must tell your folks. Have a bath, get your gown ready, get out the iron.
Mother! I've changed my mind.
Full of softly dancing pigeons ruffling their quiet trailing feathers. A room full of peacocks. A room full of rainbow lights. And in the center of it, round and round and round, dances Anne Leary.
It's a lovely evening.
It's a lovely evening.
Funny how at the last minute you didn't want to come and then came along anyway. You're odd.
Yeah, I'm odd.
You're not the same.
No, not tonight.
You're not the Anne Leary I knew.
No, not at all. At all.
No, not at all.
I have the funniest feeling about you. Your eyes. I can't figure it.
Do you see me?
Part of you's here, and part of you's not. Why did you come with me?
I didn't want to come.
Why then?
Something made me.
What?
I don't know.
No, no, hush. Hush. That's it. Dance. Around and around and around.
Anne, I used to love you. You know that?
I know.
But you've always been fickle, and I didn't want to be hurt.
It's just as well. I'm very young.
No, I mean to say, I'm sorry.
No, I mean to say, I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
But I know. You're tall, and you're the finest looking man in the whole world. This is an evening I'll always remember, being with you.
She puts out the alien cold hand to find his reluctant hand and warm it, and hold it very tight.
But tonight, you're here, you're there. One minute one way, the next minute another. I wanted to take you to the dance tonight, for old time's sake. I meant nothing by it when I first asked you. And then, when we were standing at the well, I knew something had changed, really changed about you. You were different. Softer. The way you looked. Something about your voice. And I know I'm in love with you again.
No. With me. With me.
And I'm afraid of being in love with you. You'll hurt me again.
I might.
No, no. I'd love you with all my heart. Anne, say it to him. Say it for me. Say you'll love him with all your heart.
I'm going away. I got a job 100 miles from here. Will you miss me?
Yes.
Yes.
May I kiss you goodbye then?
Yes.
Yes.
Anne, move your arms. Hold him. I do love you, Tom. I'm here. It's me you saw in her eyes, not her. And I love you even if she never will.
I don't know what's happening. For a moment there.
Yes?
For a moment I thought. Never mind. Shall I take you home?
Please.
Yep, boy. Here we are, then. Whoa!
Tom?
What?
If you ever, in years to come at any time, in Greentown, Illinois, a few miles from here, will you do me a favor?
Perhaps.
Will you do me the favor of stopping and seeing a friend of mine?
Perhaps.
She's a good friend. I've told her about you. I'll give you her address. Just a moment. I've got a pencil and a bit of paper here. There it is. Can you read it?
Yeah. Ceci Elliott, 12 Willow Street, Greentown, Illinois.
Will you visit her someday?
Someday.
Promise?
Oh, what has this to do with us? What do I want with names and papers?
Oh, please promise.
Promise.
All right, all right. Now, let me be.
I'm tired. I can't stay. I have to go home. I'm weakening. I can't stay out more than a few hours traveling. But before I go...
Before I go...
This is me kissing you, Tom.
Good night, Anne. Yeah!
Good night, Anne. I'm leaving you, too.
My God. What happened to me?
Ceci lingered for a while. In the eyes of a night bird, she looked down from a tall, moon-haunted elm tree and saw the light go out in two farmhouses, one here, one a mile away. She thought of herself and her family and her strange power and the fact that no one in the family could ever marry any one of the people in this vast world out here beyond the hills.
Tom, have you still got the paper, Tom? Will you come by some day, some year, some time to see me? Will you know me then? Will you look in my face and remember then where it was you saw me last? And know that you love me as I love you, with all of my heart, for all time. Tom?
Tom was asleep in his bed. In one carefully upflung hand upon the white pillow, by his head, was a small piece of paper with writing on it.
Tom? Tom?
Slowly, slowly, a fraction of an inch at a time, his fingers closed down upon and held it tightly. And he did not even stir or notice when a blackbird faintly, wondrously, beat softly for a moment against the window pane, then, fluttering quietly, stopped and flew away towards the east, over the sleeping earth.